Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Knicks have turned themselves into a legitimate contender, and they've done it through hard work, making the right additions, and making the right trades. We have to give credit to Leon Rose, Tom Thibodeau, and of course, our all-star in Jalen Brunson. However, according to one NBA Knicks legend, he believes that the New York Knicks are still one major piece away in order for them to be considered a legit threat for the NBA Finals. And that player, according to this legend, is Zion Williamson. We're going to break down this latest report and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Former Knick Nate Robinson wants New York to trade for Zion Williamson. Even though the New York Knicks have one regular season game left, after they face the Chicago Bulls and, in my opinion, beat them today, they'll be done with the regular season. They've already clinched a spot in the postseason. We don't know exactly who they're going to face in the first round, but we know they are a playoff-bound team. That means they have a week off for the play-in, and then shortly after, they're going to start their postseason run. I think they're going to have great success. However, former Knick Nate Robinson, he actually believes that the Knicks are still one major piece away in order for them to be considered a legit threat for the NBA Finals. He wants the Knicks to go after Zion Williamson. Here's exactly what he said on a recent appearance on the OG's podcast. Let's see exactly what he stated about the Knicks. Shout out to TheHeavy.com for giving us the following information. If former Knicks guard Nate Robinson has a voice in the front office, he would love to get Zion Williamson in New York. According to Robinson, I will probably trade and try to get Zion to New York City and then get him a trainer and a nutritionist for him to get his body right. And I will tell Zion, I want Zion that came out of Duke. I want the Duke version of Zion. That's all they need. TheHeavy.com continues by stating, but such a dream trade would be at the expense of three-time All-Star forward Julius Randle, who plays the same position as Williamson. But according to Robinson, he doesn't see that to be an issue because according to him, who wouldn't? You got to give up some stuff to get the player that you want. I want to remind everyone who's watching that Zion Williamson is on the first year of a five-year, $197 million rookie max deal, but the final 3 years are no longer guaranteed per The Athletic after he was only able to play in 29 games last season. Shout out to Nate Robinson. He is a New York Knick legend. I also understand he has some health concerns right now with his kidney. I wish him all the best. I hope he does get that kidney transplant and everything goes well for him. However, going back to his Knicks take regarding the Knicks having to trade for Zion Williamson and potentially having to include Julius Randle in that deal. Let me say this very clearly. No. No. Never. Zion for Randle? Let me just stop you right there. Zion Williamson has no longer a guaranteed contract because of himself, because he couldn't play enough games to get there. And even though he's looked really good this season, I'll give you that. Phenomenal this season, I'll give you that. For the Pelicans, when they're fully healthy, everybody together, and everything's clicking, they look dangerous. Zion is a huge part of that. However, the health concerns, the eating concerns, the weight concerns, it's always going to be there. And if they're concerned now, and he's with the Pelicans in New Orleans, what's going to happen when he comes to New York? You think those concerns are just going to go away? Nate Robinson, you think if you just get Zion, a nutritionist and a trainer, that's going to solve everything? You don't think they have done that and established that and tried to come up with routines and some type of schedule for Zion to follow? Clearly, that's been established, but he hasn't been able to do it properly. And since that's the case, it's always a question mark on if he's going to be able to do it with the franchise he goes to. So that's another thing you got to look at. But for me, how injury prone he's been over his career, the weight concerns over his career. Now, I know what you guys are going to say about Julius Randle. Well, Troy, Julius Randle has been injured for the last 2 years with some type of injury. I understand that. But for the most part, Julius Randle has been Iron Man, and he does not like to get DMPs. He does not like to miss games. He is perfect for the Knicks.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
In terms of his game and the way he approaches the game. We need players like that who want to play each and every game, regardless of the situation. That's what Julius Randle does and who he is for this Knicks team. Zion is nowhere close to that. Yeah, he's an all-star. Yeah, he has the potential to be a superstar in this league, a superstar for many, many years, especially if he can overcome those health concerns. But that's a big if he can overcome them. We don't know yet. I'm going to need to see a few years of consistency under Zion and him playing a lot of games in order for me to wipe away all those worries and concerns I have about him and his availability on the court. Because no matter how good you are, no matter how great you are, the only way it matters is if you're on the court enough to display it and showcase it for your team. But if you can't and you don't have the impact that you need to have as a player like Zion Williamson needs to have, it's going to hurt the Knicks. And I don't think the pressure that plays with New York is going to pair well with Zion and what he wants to do, what he wants to establish in his career. He can say all the right things. Sometimes he'll do the right things, but I need to see it consistently. I am not going to give up my 3-time All-Star in Julius Randle for a player that has a question mark and for somebody that I don't know what he's going to be in the next few years. Julius Randle right now, before he went down with that injury, was playing some of the best basketball in his entire career. And I think he would have continued to do so if he didn't go down with that dislocation to his right shoulder. So I absolutely believe Julius Randle, with another year underneath his belt, with this current Knicks team, is going to showcase another level of his game, make him an even better player, and potentially make the Knicks better for it. That's what we have to look at. We have to look at what players have done after they've been added to this roster, not what they've done before they came here. Julius Randle really didn't have anything established other than a few couple of good seasons with the Pelicans and the Lakers. Other than that, nothing really saying he was going to be an all-star. He comes to the New York Knicks and turns out an all-star after all-star after all-star season. It wasn't consecutive, of course, but he still became an all-star year after year. And I think that's something to be commended, but also not a lot of players in this league can do that. Not a lot of players can respond like that. And not a lot of players can do that in the bright lights of New York City, the mecca of MSG. But Julius Randle, it didn't matter to him. Well, I shouldn't say it didn't matter to him. It mattered so much to him to make an impact and do everything he could for this Knicks team that he turned his game up a level. He went into the gym longer, did even more training sessions. And this is the result. A 3-time All-Star who could potentially be a 4-time, 5-time All-Star in his career because of the hard work that he's been doing each and every season. Whether it's been his shooting drills, his pro runs, or his insane workouts, he does everything possible to be in the best shape for the Knicks so he can have the most impact for the Knicks. Because his game is predicated on how strong he is. If he's bully ball Randle, he needs to be a bully. He needs to be the strongest bully out there. And oftentimes, he is, because he is a monster. He is a physical specimen. I don't know the last time you've been able to take a good look at Julius when he's playing down low. It looks like a man among boys or a monster among humans. That's what he looks like. It's insane to watch. If you didn't catch it or you didn't see it this season, go do yourself a favor. Pull up some Julius Randle highlights from this year and watch what he does. He is cooking people, not only with his offense, but also with his playmaking. That's what's going to be missed the most come this postseason. But I know this Knicks team, with the current players it has, is going to do everything it can to win for 30, win for Julius. And they're going to do it because they don't play selfishly. They play together. And once you do that, you become a team that nobody wants to see in the postseason. So to sum up, shout out to Nate Robinson. I wish you all the best. I'm keeping you in my thoughts and my prayers for your health. I hope you overcome those issues. But I do not want the New York Knicks to trade for Zion Williamson. I like who we have right now. And if the Knicks are going to make a trade for anybody, it needs to be for these three players. And for fans of the show, you already know who I'm talking about. Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, or Donovan Mitchell. Those are the only players the New York Knicks need to go after. Other than that, unless another player that I'm not even thinking about becomes disgruntled and available, and he can help change the course of this franchise for the Knicks if he's added here, then yeah, maybe you go after that potential player. But barring that, Donovan, Bridges, or Booker are the only three players I want the Knicks to go after. Because if they get one of those guys here, it changes the game for the New York Knicks moving forward in a way that nobody expected, and also in a way that's going to keep a permanent smile on my face for years. But what about you guys? What do you think about these recent reports about Nate Robinson, a Knick legend, suggesting that the New York Knicks to trade for Zion Williamson? Even though it likely means you're going to lose your 3-time All-Star and Julius Randle in the process. Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below, and of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you, Tremfya, guselkumab, is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.